It looks like the French love affair with the cigarette is about to be extinguished. Battle lines are being drawn in France as politicians consider a total ban on smoking in public places. An existing law bans smoking in office buildings, public transportation, and schools, but it's only loosely enforced. Next month, an official commission is expected to recommend tightening the law and changing a feature of French life. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Jean-Pierre Lebrave is the owner of La Gallia, a tobacco shop in Paris's 11th arrondissement. Both Lebrave's father and grandfather were tobacconists. Since Napoleonic times, such licensed tobacco shops, known as tabac, are the only authorized distributors of cigarettes in France. And La Gallia, like most tabac, is coupled with a bar and bistro which serves meals. Lebrave says he's not against the smoking ban in principle, as long as the 31,000 bar tabac in France are excluded.
To just suddenly do away with a tradition that has existed for centuries would be idiotic. This is a convivial place. We all respect each other, and we don't need a law.
Lebrave proudly shows his no-smoking section where he has installed a ventilator to help purify the air for his non-smoking customers. Over at the zinc-topped bar, one of his smoking customers, Ben Gerard, has just bought a pack of Marlboros and is having his morning espresso.
Imagine coming in and having your coffee and then stepping outside on the sidewalk to light up. How absurd. For a smoker, it's an absolute necessity to have a cigarette with your morning coffee.
Certainly, smoking has long been a way of life in French café society. The dangling cigarette seemed essential to the image of a left-bank intellectual or a French movie star. In his ode to lighting up, chain-smoking French singer Serge Gainsbourg crooned with Catherine Deneuve, "God smokes Havanas, God smokes Gitanas, and I want his last one." But Congressman Yves Bure says it's time to change all that.
France is not an exception, and what is possible in Ireland, in Italy, in New York, is possible in France.
Bure, a longtime anti-smoking advocate, says a total ban is the only way to protect workers in hotels, bars, and cafes from secondary smoke, which he says kills 5,000 people a year in France.
The banning of smoking in public areas will be a good thing for French image. The French image cannot be only the French of the little bars in Paris. France and Paris has changed.
Bure may be right. While about a third of the French still smoke, public health campaigns, smoking restrictions, and extra tax on cigarettes have whittled away at smoking's popularity. A recent poll showed 78% of the French favor a total ban on public smoking. Back at La Gallia, 40-year-old Laurence Dolance is enjoying her lunch and a cigarette. But even Dolance says she supports a total ban.
The French will complain at first because we always do. But if the law is enforced with fines, it'll work.
The government will now decide if it will try to get a smoking ban through Parliament or change the law by decree to avoid confrontation with the powerful French smoking lobby in the run-up to next year's presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.